Hi, John.
John, thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
Hey, not too bad.
Okay. Well, you know, I do have your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result.
Yeah.
I mean, it's where we all go as consumers, right, when we need something, but we don't know who to call. Tara put in the notes,
right.
You just spent $300 on advertising. Is that for the Angie leads, Home Advisor, powered by Angie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. Because she attached that file here. She found it when she was looking for your online presence. It does have the exact same phone number. So you just started with that, right? So the $300, that's like the annual membership fee, right? I usually hear people say it's like $289 or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, it was $280.
Okay. And then no leads yet then, right?
No, I was just signing me up. I haven't been able to
get any leads.
Literally just got approved yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm literally in the beginning stages of it.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I definitely understand, having been even with this company for over 11 years, I am very well aware that Angie's is something that a lot of business owners do, something that I speak with business owners about at least once or twice a week. Whether it's Angie's, though, it used to be, of course, Home Advisor. It's still kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie. Or if it's like Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack, they all do work about the same. The expense is not in the annual membership fee. It's the paying for each individual lead. So, Tara said your budget might be a concern, especially since you just signed up with what we now know as Angie. I want to make this affordable for you. I know that paying for leads, and especially for your services, you do mostly bigger jobs, right? Flooring or remodeling.
I do big, small, in between.
Okay. So your lead fee will vary somewhere. I'm just guessing, but just from talking to business owners in the same industry, your leads might be like $60 or $80 on the low end, and maybe even $160 on the high end, because there's a bit of a sliding scale. If it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you're more likely to spend more for that lead, even though you're not more likely to get that job, since every lead that you get does go out to a handful of your competitors. So something like this, being a fixed flat rate, is almost always more affordable than even paying for leads, and it is more profitable. I mean, not everyone uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing. You'll be listed there as well. It's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There's even Facebook paid ads, so a social media campaign as well, designed to get your phone ringing quickly. And, of course, that's what's going to help us to earn your business. You do qualify for reduced pricing, being that the business is just a couple of years old. Our new in-business rate, John, is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not like an introductory rate. It will never balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you keep the service, reduced pricing would stay with you, even if we had to raise our prices for whatever reason down the road. Now, it is month-to-month. Our job is just to keep your phone ringing. I would want to include a website here because, of course, our job is not just to list you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to call you. Our new businesses see a savings of a little over 50% off the cost of the service. And like I said, it's not like a promotional rate. It'll never go up. You would see that reduced price of $299 on a month-to-month basis. Let me do this. Where's that promo code? There it is. So it's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And it's going to allow me to reduce the cost of the service just a little bit further, down to $49, and that would be the rate that stays with you. So it's the Platinum package. That's perfect for your service area, but instead of $599 with a $299 setup fee, I would do $249 as a month-to-month cost, a fixed rate that would never go up. Now, it's already getting on in the later part of the Thursday. Tomorrow, of course, would be the last day of the week. Next week is a holiday shortened week. Of course, we'll be out of the office on Thursday for the 4th of July. We're starting to get word that there's a very strong probability, not even possibility, but probability that we'll be out on Friday the 5th as well. Of course, Thursday would be a paid holiday. Friday would be an unpaid day off, right? But the point is that I'll have 5 days of work to fit into a 3-day work week next week. So I'm highly motivated to make this affordable for you, right? I would be able to do the $249 as an out-the-door cost and include a website, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. That way, the calls you get will be higher quality calls, not someone who doesn't know if you do what they're looking for. You'll get calls from people that will look at your website and then decide to call you. They'll know you do what they need. They'll know from photos that we'll put on there that you do the quality work that they're expecting. Every call that you get, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's a fixed flat rate. In this case, it would be reduced down to
$249. One second, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
All right. So you're saying you would need $249 down today?
$249, that would be the out-the-door cost. And yes, I would waive your setup fee to get that started for you. We would put you through to a client interview technician today if you've got time. That takes about a half an hour. We want to talk to you in detail about all the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement, motto, or slogan, what's unique about your company, if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will actually create a logo for you at no additional cost, and of course with your suggestions. So we would be able to get things started and even get your website started. It takes about 5 to 10 business days for your website to go live. Facebook ads are still included. Now, originally, this Platinum package, and it's listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, because that's about what it cost us in the first month, at least. So when I'm reducing the cost and waiving your setup fee, we're looking long-term. It is month-to-month, but we're not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our cost to get you on that first page. But we know our service works. I mean, we've got clients that have been with my company longer than I have. So 12, 14, 16, even 18 years in a couple of cases. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary before the end of this year. So I definitely know you'd be in good hands. Now, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included too. So if you ever add more services or if you want to just add more photos, we would be able to do that for you at no additional cost.
Man, you drive a hard bargain. I wish I had the money. I wish I had the $250 right now. I feel it. I literally just came in, and that's pretty much all I had checked for the budget for the month.
Well, I'm trying to save you some money because I know that you've got the Angies, and I completely understand. Yeah, yeah. I mean, even just off the setup fee. Oh man, I wish I did too. I think you might have been Tara's first call to the area. We only just got this listing, and Tara's pretty efficient, so you might have been the first one to call. So even just waiving your setup fee has helped you to offset the cost of signing up with Angie. Now, you may find, like a lot of my clients, I mean, even the ones that have experience and success, like a proven track record of their lead service working, maybe it was Thumbtack, maybe it was Angie's, but even my clients that love their lead service are still happy to scale back on paying for leads. They keep their leads paused. They cap their leads at a lower amount. They might even shut their lead service off altogether. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this going to be the number you want on the website, the best number for your customers to call?
Yeah, that's my number.
Okay. And it's a smartphone then, I imagine, right? You can receive a text?
Yep.
Okay. The reason I say that, of course, most of the time you will simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting that phone number, 717-992-9290. The website, though, that we build will also have a contact form on it. So if people choose not to call you, they can fill out that contact form, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, it would be listed physically on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine, too. We just wouldn't want people to see it. It would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. What, John, is a good email address for you or for the company?
My email for the company is aonequalityimproved@gmail.com.
Okay. So like the name of the business, but there's no hyphen or dash between the A and 1, right? Not in the email. Not in the email. But there is in the business name, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I've got that as A-1, quality improvements for the business name, A-1, qualityimprovements@gmail.com for your email address. John, Tara never did get your last name.
Baker,
okay. And then, Mr. Baker, like I said, your customers are mostly going to call you. You get a text and an email when they fill out the contact form on the website. We will mostly call you, too, but sometimes we're just going to send a text message for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. We will email things to you from time to time. Did you have any preference, though, as to how we contact you?
I read texts more than emails.
Text. I'll put text preferred. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is actually service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one does come to you, there's not like a physical address or showroom location you would want us necessarily to promote. Okay, because the Angie's has 261 Riverview Drive. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So, of course, Google doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Google, though, does fully expect service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call so we can get all the information that we need to build out your website and create that content. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. So it gets you near the beginning of the hour, takes about a half an hour after that. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do here, Mr. Baker, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving the setup fee, including the website, that we're actually reducing the cost of the service down to a fixed rate of $249. And, of course, that it's month-to-month. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. Mr. Baker, I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay, John, give me just 1 second to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. John, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the...
Something happened.
I can't hear you.
Are you not able to hear me?
Barely now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what did happen here. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
A1 Quality Improvement.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Baker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
John Baker, owner-operator.
Okay. Mr. Baker, as the owner and operator of A1 Quality Improvements, John, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yep.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also, John, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Baker, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, John, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's. Like I said, there is no direct conflict there. I think basically one of three things will happen. You'll either love it, hate it, or maybe somewhere in between. But if you end up not using that service or whether you do keep that service, it does not conflict with what we do. The reason that we even ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Baker, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. John, that's fair enough, right? Okay. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, again, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, it's month to month, the website's included. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. John, that $249 is an exact amount and a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And there's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate would never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, month to month and offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. John, all that we would request to prevent the charge to that next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Baker, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. John, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, John. And then for that initial payment of just $249, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, yeah, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
I mean, I could do this, but I can't do it today. I can do it, like, at the end of the week, next week. I have to finish this job that I'm on because I blew my budget on Angie's List.
Mm.
That's what I was trying to tell you a little while ago.
I get it. I have to get to a point where just in good faith that I could put the position on a soft hold, and I wanted to do that for you because, I mean, it's our job to fill this listing. Like I said, we're highly motivated to get as many of the ones that we already have off of our books so we can take on next week fresh. But if I did the voice verification, you understand to it, you agree to it. I mean, I wouldn't be processing any payment today. I can do a post-dated transaction for up to 1 week. So you said sometime maybe midweek of next week would work out for you, right? So, like,
yeah, probably like Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, Thursday will be the 5th, so we'll be out of the office on Thursday. Would Wednesday the 3rd work out for you?
I would like to say yes, but I can't be 100%.
So Thursday would be better for you. I know for sure that I will be out of the office on Thursday. I still do not have confirmation as to whether or not I'll be out of the office on Friday, but I do know that our operations department will be working on Friday. So we will be doing client interviews on Friday. We will be able to get accounts set up on Friday. So Friday is the 5th. Everybody's out of the office on Thursday. But on Friday, the 5th, would that work out for you then for $249?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So we won't process the payment until the morning of the 5th. We'll schedule the follow-up calls for after that. It's going to be wide open when I'm looking at next week's calendar. So that would be, and like I said, it takes about an hour. That would be any time between 10 a.m. and the very last one, which would be 6 p.m. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. What time would work better? You want something kind of mid-morning, early, or late afternoon, or towards the very end of the day?
Early evening.
Yeah, this would be on Friday the 5th. A call with you. You don't have to be in front of a computer. What time works good for you?
Yeah, it should be fun.
3 o'clock?
Can we go later?
Yeah, there's 4, 5, or 6 on Friday.
Let's go with 6.
6, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes place towards the beginning part of that hour. Would you need us to wait until just prior to that, or would we be able to process that $249 at some point, like 10 a.m. or after 10 a.m. on Friday?
I think by then I should have it in there.
So by 5, like 5 around, we'll say, instead of in the morning, we'll wait until 5 o'clock with your client interview scheduled at 6 o'clock. And then, like I said, we wouldn't be processing that payment then until 5 o'clock on Friday. But to secure the listing, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It would be on Friday. It's a Visa.
Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
I guess it's my name. I guess you need my information now, don't you?
Correct. Yeah. Is there any middle initial on that card?
J.
Did you say J? Like John?
J. Yep.
Okay. So John J. Baker.
Yep.
And then does that bill at the 261 Riverview Drive 17522. Okay. So all Visa cards start with a 4. Yours would too. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to my truck now. All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
4482. 5120. 0768. 0781.
And then the expiration month and year?
0229.
02 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
009.
009. So I've got 009 on the back, February or 02 of 2029 for the expiration date. Mr. Baker, was the card itself 44825120 0768 0781?
Let's check it again. 4482-5120-0768-0781.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. So we'll wait until 5 o'clock Eastern on Friday to process that payment. At that time, you'll receive a couple of automated emails. One is your welcome email with your client support phone number and hours of operation on there. It is, by the way, the same hours that we hold client interviews, so that's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. The email address is on there, too. If you email us, we usually respond that day or same or next business day if it's late in the day that we get that, or after hours, of course. You'll also receive an additional email. It'll make more sense when you see it next week, and our technician can walk you through any questions you might have at 6 o'clock on Friday the 5th. But you'll receive the initial invoice with a link on it to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll receive at 5 o'clock an automated email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And in just a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation just to your email address as another just reminder for you for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CING. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, the only other thing I wanted to do here is to add just another layer of protection, additional security on your account, just a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us, John, and they tell us that they are with A1 Quality Improvement, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. You're the only authorized point of contact on here, so if anyone calls and they're not you, we definitely will make sure that they know the answer to the security question. And this is important. Now, it takes about a week after we get things going, so maybe around the 12th or the following week. If you start getting phone calls from people telling you that they're Google, or even if they tell you they're Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that information for you nearly immediately, let them go. And if anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, please just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was attached to your account already, even though it's not an active account yet, but it is for your protection. It clearly states that it bills once a month, and in this case, it's going to bill on the 5th of the month since we're getting things started on the 5th, recurring billing on the 5th, the exact amount is $249, never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet.
The pet. And then what is the answer?
Rex.
Rex. Okay. You're all set and squared away there. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. We do, of course, want to get that website up and running as quick as we can, get your phone ringing as quickly as we can. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and if this saves you time, money, headache, hassle, frustration of paying for leads and chasing down those leads, I would be very happy both for you and myself personally. That's why I was able to reduce the cost of your service, make it as affordable for you as I can. Like I said, you don't have to stop using Angie. You might find this to be an overall better option. More affordable, more profitable, less hassle-free, more hassle-free, less hassle overall. I think I need to refill my coffee cup. Real pleasure, though, speaking with you. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Enjoy I wanted to say a holiday weekend, but it's weird. 4th of July falls on a Thursday this week. But we'll get things going on Friday, we'll get things going on Friday, and we'll give you a call in that 6 o'clock hour.
Sounds good.
All right. Pleasure speaking with
you.
You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye now.